Welcome to day two of my 17 days in July journey. How are you doing? Okay, so yesterday I realized I didn't finish talking about my experience, you know, about the boss and all that. So yeah, so about that loud bump that we heard, you know, that loud one, I figured out the quiet boss, you know, suddenly became, you know, loud. Everybody started talking, you know, about one or two things, and I just realized this was drama. Human beings love drama. Like, if our lives are just so linear, you know, we'd be bored. I will be bored, you know. We love to be entertained in one way or the other, and it's something that helps us, you know, along the ways. I feel like cruise catching is the way to go, basically. Anyway, so today I like to... So I was thinking about it today, and I said, what was I going to talk about today? I'm always thinking about what I'm going to talk about. So I just realized that I don't need anybody's permission to be happy. Like, I could decide that in this moment right now that I want to feel good about something. In this moment that I am right now, I believe that I can do anything, that even despite the pain that I feel, even despite the fact that things that I made plans and things are not going that way, that in this moment that I can be happy. And it's just like you too, you know. You don't need anybody's permission to be happy. You don't need anybody to say that, oh, Kenny, what you've made, the artwork you've made is subpar, is not good enough, you know. And you go hide in your shell and you're wondering, okay, when will things ever be okay, you know. And I had a conversation with a much older friend, he's a writer friend, yesterday, and we're discussing. Okay, so the thing is, sometime in July, I think, in July I was going through a lot of stuff. I was feeling pain in one way or the other. I had this thing called attachment. Attachment really is something like you hold on to something so tightly. The thing is, when you hold on to something so tightly, it's like it leaves. It wants to leave. Like, stop choking me. Leave me be. You know, it's like you're not allowing the process to happen. So basically, so I had this thing, this attachment to a person, you know, and it's kind of made me stall on all the things I needed to do. I had this work I needed to finish, but I couldn't because I was just, you know, I was just thinking like, okay, will this person do this, will this person do that, this person ought to do this, this person ought to do that. But thing is, it was affecting my productivity. I wasn't really able to concentrate on being me, concentrate on work totally, or concentrate on my writing. I found out because I also had this other project. I have like different projects I'm working on, and just thinking, okay, how do I get this done? And I was just told. So this other person I'm talking about actually sent me like a project for me to look over, but I couldn't because I was hung up in my own self. So eventually I spoke to this person yesterday and just trying to let me know that he's had this feeling of, you know, having to seek people's approval, you know, of, you know, thinking that until someone he feels is more established in a particular way is might be more, should, person's opinion should count the most and all of that. But thing is, doing all that made him a little bit, you know, made him hold back on what he could do. And it's the same thing in every one of us. You that are listening to me, you can be anything you want. You can do anything you want. Even if you feel pain, even if you feel some type of way, you can just decide, just make a decision here and now to be happy. You don't need anyone's permission to be happy. Thank you for listening to me. Tomorrow, we'll talk again.